All right, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
That one sounded better.
This is better.
We love our claps here on the show.
We do.
Yeah, we
do. Know, just sorry, I got so excited.
We're clapping.
Thank you.
Quick round of applause. Oh, I guess only I can hear that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Whoa. Thank you. Shout out to you. No, you're my biggest fan.
Okay. I'm going to go grab that.
Okay, okay.
Get your ass out, Jason.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome on into Season 2, Episode 46.
Thank you. Thank you.
And here's our special guest, Matthew. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 46 of the Random Talk Podcast. My name is Tayson. The other voice you're hearing is Matthew. And the other voice you're hearing slash other person you're seeing if you're joining us on YouTube, which you should be. If you're listening to this and you can't see us, what are you doing? Go to YouTube, check us out, like and subscribe, comment down below. Let's smash the like button. Let's get 30,000 likes. Anyways.
That's our averaging on YouTube,
yeah,
30,000 likes.
Definitely.
4,000 dislikes.
It's probably more than that.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, here we are. Matthew, would you like to take away our intro here?
I would love to take away our intro.
Thanks,
that
buddy.
You never asked.
I was slipping and stumbling a little bit.
That's
so
okay.
I'll let you go.
That's
off.
Okay. Well, welcome to episode 46. Do we have a jersey number for this one?
Bo Outlaw.
Okay. Don't know who that is, but sounds like a cool guy.
He is cool.
All right.
Love you, Bo.
Bo's just a fun name.
Bo.
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 And here's our guest.
Oh, hey, Bo.
His name is Bo Outlaw. How's it going?
Hey, I'm Bo, everyone. This is nice to meet you.
Oh, man. No, but this is Cameron Mason, everyone.
For a second, Cameron Mason. That was going to be my only introduction.
Yeah, just and then, yeah, just, and then we go. Yeah. No.
Cameron Mason.
Ooh, echo feature here.
Woo.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank
we've
just, by
we've
the way,
name
that
dropped
sounded
your...
so cool in my ear. Nice. You guys won't know until you listen to it, but I'm telling you right now, it was sick.
Excited. We've name dropped your name a couple times.
You have.
Last
we have.
Episode.
It's got dirt.
We were
okay.
Talking
okay.
Some mad trash, bro.
It's true.
Yeah.
Dude, thank you guys for having me on, though.
Of course, man.
Gotta say, dude. Thank you. No, dude, huge fan of the show. I've been a Random Talk listener for years. I remember. Back in my elementary school days, when the world was black and white,
yeah.
I'd come home from school and dial my radio into the Random Talk station while I was drinking
you
my juice box.
Hear it.
Yeah,
you love to hear it.
My, and dude, sometimes both at the same time.
Double straw action.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, so it just always made me smile. So I got to thank you guys for your years
we
of service.
We love it, man. Of course, man. I mean, you know, we always love to have our fans on.
Oh, yeah.
but yeah, we're here today. I say that every time.
Every time.
To celebrate the holy matrimony between Random Talk and Cameron Mason.
You're married. The You're married song. Into our...
Cameron Mason.
Every time we say your name, you get an echo.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was also... I was also getting an echo there.
Oh, yeah.
But welcome to the show, man. Thanks for hopping on. Episode 46.
You're looking at me. Thanks for having me, bro. I really appreciate
Hey, man.
You.
Cameron, welcome. You check us out on YouTube. I know Tayson already plugged that, but we got some festive trees here straight from... the garden.
The production value?
We grew them just
through
for this.
The roof.
We did.
I said that 2 weeks ago, but it's true again.
We fixed the roof, and now it's broken again.
No, yeah, yep. We're going. Third floor.
It's
third
kind floor. Of a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, before we get to the intro music, let's do some rapid-fire shout-outs because we're grateful.
Dude, the season of being grateful.
It is. It is. Who wants
November.
To start us out?
I think... let's go ahead and Cameron Mason. I'm gonna press all the buttons. Yeah. Let's you know,
dude.
Our guest, why not?
Thank you. Yeah.
I feel like we usually like to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm not actually here when we do these.
Yeah, no, it's his,
just gonna...
this is his first time. Yeah. Sweet. Well, I would be honored to. I want to start by shouting out Isaac Peterson, who shouted me out last time when he did this. So,
that's good.
Love you, man.
Yeah, because you're the one who lets us listen to music in the car.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Which was such a peculiar thing to say, but I mean, I suppose it's true.
Yeah.
To
we
an
say
extent.
A lot of things on the show.
Might have gotten copyrighted, but I had my agent take care of that for you
okay,
guys.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it.
Low
yeah,
budget
yeah.
here. We don't want any fines.
Yeah.
We don't have enough money.
We
yeah,
will
the
crumble.
The trees took all of the budget.
Our show will die.
We don't have a sponsor to say thanks for providing for us today, so
Anyway, I think.
Oh, my turn. Are we going this way? Yeah. Okay. Okay. I want to give a shout out to whoever makes the Jack and Jill's waffle fries at Jack and Jill's Bowling. Shout out to you.
If it's either Jack or Jill, appreciate you. Appreciate you both. My first rapid fire shout out. We don't have a sound effect for that.
Dude, that was a good one, though.
Thanks, man. It's got to be Santa hats. That seems like kind of some low-hanging fruit because it's hanging on my head. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm having fun, you know?
It looks good,
like,
man.
I've never looked so cool, especially not during Christmas season. And, yeah, I'm having a good time. I feel so festive, you know? I feel like, you know, if we had more, we'd definitely all be wearing them. But,
of course.
I'm not a big hat guy. So I probably won't be wearing them.
But it's a Santa hat. It's different. Yeah. Like,
you're trying to tell me you can't make an exception for Santa hat?
It's for Santa.
Okay. Santa, I love you.
Shout out Santa.
Shout out Santa.
It can be Santa Claus, dude. I've been a fan my whole life, man. Thank you. One time that you got me that one thing, I loved it.
Are you done with your rapid fire?
Yeah. We kind of just cut that off.
Santa hat. That's all I got
to
say. All
right. Ours were kind of like together there.
I want to give a shout out to McDonald's workers. They've been really hooking us up lately with some high C's.
Definitely didn't say that 2 weeks ago. God.
That's how grateful he is.
Yes.
Hey, yes. if you work at a McDonald's, just know you are the most appreciated person in the entire world. We love you probably more than like
each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
That's a little grim. That.
But yeah. Uh-huh.
Any more rapid fire shout outs?
I feel like that's good.
I want to say shout out to Trey for finally hanging out with us.
Hey, future guest on the show.
I got one. A while ago, you shouted out the dude on TikTok who just like freestyles.
Yeah.
His name is Harry Mack. He once freestyled for 10 hours straight on stuff that people were saying in the comments. I got a shout out to that guy. He's my idol. Wow.
This is now a 10-hour episode that Tayson and Cameron just listen
to this episode 10 times in a row.
Yeah, that's it.
Boom.
We're just like Harry
and we're golden.
Woo!
Exactly. We could use the analytics. But yeah. That was what we like to call rapid fire shout-outs.
Woo!
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
Good time to get grateful. We're going to go ahead and transition into the intro music here, if that's all right with everybody. And we're going to have a special performance by yours truly, Cameron Mason.
You are now. That's your job to do the echo every time your name is. So Tayson and I'm going to reach over.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm going to let you don these so you can hear everything you need to. And yeah.
My ears are warm. This is good.
I'm not a big ear warmer fan. I hate when my ears are hot, dude.
Sometimes we've got to like take breaks when we're recording.
No, seriously. I like take out my headphones. And I'm like, I blast it so I can still hear it from my neck, you know?
You're not an ear guy?
I don't like the ear stuff. Gross.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't aim that at you.
Don't aim that at me, bro. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Crap.
Before we do the intro music, I just want to say, Cameron, you are a producer.
I am.
And so let's plug your socials that you don't have. but on YouTube, you could follow Cameron Mason on...
Dude, Zensha Music. That's Z-E-N-S-H-A Music. I'm not going to be posting anything for a while because I'm leaving. But
we'll get to that soon. But subscribe to him.
Heck yeah.
Lots of good beats on there.
Lots of stuff coming. Big things.
Future. Yeah. So anyways, so this is his treat. On the show he gets to rap. He's a rapper. He's pretty good at it.
Oh, okay. Now, yeah, now we're just lying.
He's the best rapper.
Yeah. North of, you know, Eminem Fillmore. Because it's nothing north of Fillmore.
You're better than Drake.
Probably.
Yeah. Let's get Drake on for a quick rap battle.
He's back here, right? Do you guys?
Let's bring him on up.
Let's go,
Drake. All right, Cameron, episode 46, season 2. We've only got 4 more after this.
That was some good math.
Thanks.
That,
I'm being better at my math, honestly.
Dude, that was like that was almost
every
double
episode,
digits.
This is one less. Yeah. But, okay,
and he's counting to it one faster. So like,
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. He's getting quicker. Yeah, we appreciate that.
I could teach you long division
right now.
I need that. I could use that
after,
for sure.
Okay. It'll be an after the show thing.
Post party math class.
Ooh.
Welcome to the after party, everybody.
Heck yeah. Bath time.
All right, talk after dark.
This is, yeah, random talk after dark.
Heck yeah. Anyway, this I'm waiting for you.
Yeah, sorry. My bad. All right. Episode 46, Cameron, take it away.
Thank you.
It's loading.
Skirt! It hasn't started
yet. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 0. All engine
episode 46 started off with the anthem. We whisper the bars while I'll show you that I have them. Matt and Tayson on the show, and then you added Cameron. Here today to talk a bit about something random. Fire bars and a fire track so hard you can basically feel the noise. You like what you're hearing now? Just wait till I hop on a song with a silly voice. How to beat the rest, put this freestyle on blast. Gonna be the best episode on the podcast. Water.
Wow!
Water.
What?
Water.
The amount of inside jokes that were fit into those 26 seconds is the most impressive thing I've ever heard in my entire
Thank
life.
Thank you, man.
Wow.
You could just have my job.
Yeah.
All right, Tayson.
I thought you were a fan, bro. I'm a fan all of a sudden. What the heck?
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Oh, holy.
Episode 46.
Go subscribe to my boy.
Let's do it.
Man. Wow, that was crazy. I don't think we'll ever have an intro quite like that.
No,
before.
No.
We had
never.
A we had a Christmas special last season. We did an intro.
Mm-hmm.
A little quiet because of mic issues and, you know. But it was kind of banger. But that, my friend.
Thank you, man.
Wow.
Your eardrums were
blown away.
Heck yeah.
Shout out Isaac.
It's an honor to be able
wow.
to. Shout out Isaac.
Man.
Yeah,
homie said he was a fan. He was serious.
Dude, you gotta. That's I'm gonna come on. I gotta bring something.
He shouted out the Silly Boys.
Wow.
Wow.
You're now a member of the Silly Boys.
Dude, heck yeah, bro.
Yeah,
that was
bro.
My introduction. That was my.
Yeah,
you That was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Let's go.
This is actually an audition for season 3 host.
Bro, I'm so down. I'll be in Canada.
That's right.
Season 3 coming to you summer 2025. check us out,
yeah.
Man.
Let's go.
Let's put it on hold. Or maybe after this, we record all of season 3 tonight. Just back to back.
Oh, now we're talking.
They're going to be 5-minute episodes.
Just an introduction.
Yeah.
Like one thing. That's it.
Oh,
boom,
man.
Next.
Yeah. No, we're going to compile all the intro raps we've had and put in a Spotify playlist, and then you guys can listen
okay.
to it.
Dude, that'd be dope.
Yeah, but you have to subscribe to our Patreon to have that.
Yeah, of course, which
we have.
It's been blowing up recently.
It has.
Yeah.
$1 million?
Whoa!
We've had?
Every month, $1 million.
Get that
dude.
Revenue, boys.
So we spent it all on the two plants.
Yeah, they were $500,000
each. $500,000 apiece, yeah.
They're real, actually.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Photosynthesizing
right
now.
Life,
there's no
life
sun right here. It's over there.
They can still photosynthesize in shadows.
What are they? You can't photosynthesize shadows, Matthew.
I think you need the sun, bro.
But there's still sun. Where? Warmth.
But
I'm pretty cold right now. I don't know about
it's
you.
It's a little chilly here in the shade.
You guys want to move the set over there?
Right now, everyone?
Into the sun. Yeah, let's keep rolling.
Yeah, just up.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for hopping on, Cameron. I'm going to say that every time. I don't know what to say.
so hoppy.
Enough of the banter.
You mentioned you were going to Canada here.
Oh, I did mention that, yes.
For 2 years.
Taking
2 years, give
trip.
Or take.
Give or take.
Yeah, it's just a little vacation.
If he really likes it, he might stick around.
I might, yeah, dude. Going to be wearing a lot of nice clothing, probably, like suits and stuff, you know, coats, big coats.
Sharing some books.
Sharing some books.
Canadian clothes.
Canadian clothes, they're nice.
Wow. What is the word for Canadian clothes?
I do
clothes.
Clothes.
I don't speak Canadian, sorry.
I don't either, but I will. I'll come back and I'll be saying.
Are you speaking English? French?
I'm speaking English.
Okay.
But I will
currently
pick up some French right now.
Are you speaking English?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I might pick up a little bit of French though, but English is the assigned one, which is fun.
All
is
right.
Great.
Well,
I love English. Favorite language that I speak, to be honest. Probably.
It's my favorite, too. Actually, Chinese is probably my favorite.
Do you speak Chinese?
Chinese?
I do.
You want to give us a demonstration?
E, san.
Si.
That's my favorite thing to flex on the playground
far.
As a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, they
all gather around
you. You can count to 3 in Chinese.
No, they're blown away because they're like, most of them are Spanish immersion.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, say something in Spanish. Like, what are you learning? They say, and I'm like, well, I could speak Chinese.
I
suck
fluent.
It, kid.
Yeah.
And then I sing happy birthday to them in Chinese.
Yeah.
Regardless of their birthday.
They all gather around,
yeah.
all the kids at the playground.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing, on the swing,
I'm swinging while I'm singing.
Swinging while I'm singing.
All right. Well, I'm gonna.
Matthew and I took Chinese for four years in a row, and all he knows is 1, 2, 3 and happy birthday.
That's not true.
Give us something else.
It's probably true.
Whoa, Zhao, shen me mingzi? That was a question. What's your name?
Cameron. Yeah. Cameron Mason. What's your name?
Do you remember that song? Oh, sorry.
Cameron Mason.
Thank you.
Good Chinese memories. But here, nice. I bring up Canada. You're going to Canada.
I am.
Last episode, we did a little Random Talk Trivia Season 2 edition.
Go check that out. Season 2, episode 45.
Quick plug. Thanks.
Okay.
But today, we're doing Random Talk Trivia Canada edition for our special guest.
Canada.
Cameron Mason.
Yeah. More like Canada Mason. Oh boy, get me a comedy special. Netflix, hit me up.
Woo!
I'm ready.
That's what season 3 is going to be.
It's just me.
Special.
just my stand-up routine.
Oh yeah.
Same thing every week.
Every single time. Never gets old.
Oh man.
I'll probably get like a new joke every couple episodes. Who knows?
Yeah. I say we go to an open mic somewhere in the world.
Ooh.
And
somewhere in the world.
Canada? We record it. Dude, I don't know if there's open mics here.
I'm going to be there in Canada if you guys want to come. I'm sure there's mics everywhere.
Mm-hmm. They're just open
ones.
Open.
Yeah.
Sure. Cool. I feel like we could fit in with the Canadians.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we're all very white.
And nice.
And nice.
Nice white boys.
Nice white. Hey.
Silly white
boys. That was the name for our other show. Nice white boys.
Heck yeah. That one didn't do so well.
Didn't last. Nope. Turns out people don't really care about that. But yeah. Let's go ahead and actually get into this now.
Sorry, you're
36 minutes later. It's
not that
it has not been that long.
Yeah, that was a...
But 7 questions this time.
Cool. That's a lot.
Yeah.
More than 5.
More than six.
And?
8.
No.
No. Come on.
Come on, okay. Cameron.
Mathematician Matthew.
We should have been doing the math before the episode.
Yeah,
I needed to warm up.
Yeah, we should have briefed you. My bad.
Dude, that's
all right. All right, here we go, Cameron.
Cool.
Seven questions. You can play along too if you want.
Sure.
Dude, I'll need your help.
Yeah. But if I win, I have to go and you have to say.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. You get kicked off the show.
This is for the right to go to Canada.
Woo!
Right here, right now.
All right, question number 1. What day is Canada's birthday? Like, when did it gain its independence?
July 1st.
Okay. Let me think. I think I know this one. It's November
17th. I think I know what it is.
2003.
Canada was established 2 years ago.
It's been a few years. Okay, wait. Do you have any idea? Is there any, like, brainstorming? Can we get there?
I remember.
It says it on the calendar.
There was a parade for Canada Day near my house 1 year, and it was very close to July 4th.
Because you live in Canada.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
And so that's why I said July 1st, because I was like, that's like a reasonable
in the range
situation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm saying
July 1st.
June.
That's my official guess.
7th.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. That's how'd you know?
Junie Shunger. Kwaila.
Hey.
Jason, you would be correct. July 1st.
Let's go. I'm going to Canada.
Dude, yeah,
let's
go. I'm going to Canada, bro. Bring the Santa
This
hat.
Is not rigged, by the way. I'm just a super genius.
Dude, that was...
July
that was good.
1st.
Let's go.
Shout out to
Sorry.
Our Canadian listeners. So we've got 3% of them that are
like
listening.
Plan this beforehand?
No, I'm just.
He actually knows all the answers. Good. And you don't.
Well, then I'll just look dumb because I'm the one going to Canada. This is all set up.
We prank our friend today.
Woo! Oh, no.
That's the start of the episode.
Yeah. YouTube thumbnail.
Get wrecked, Cameron. Name of the episode. Just.
Oh, man. All right. Question number 2. You have 1 point so far.
Let's go.
How many points do I have?
You have 0.
I'm proud of that.
That's good.
What's the capital of Canada?
Oh, I know this. Maybe. Okay, so my brain went to Alberta. It's not that. It's, Quebec. It's, that's all I got. What is
Quebec?
Is it Quebec?
What's that? What's
I'm having
Quebec?
A couple places come to mind, okay. Namely, I mean, obviously Toronto, but that feels like that
See, the thing is, all the big
feels a little
names,
too obvious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like LA and people. Like,
exactly,
all the big names aren't actually.
I'm
the gonna capital,
say
right.
either Montreal. I don't even know where that is. Or
it's actually in Nevada.
Or the other thing that came to mind again, aside from it's Independence Day, I don't know a whole lot about Canada. or I'm going to say British Columbia.
It's all you.
No,
it's
neither of those. It is Ottawa. I don't know if I pronounced that.
No, it is Ottawa. Yeah.
O T T A W A.
Woo! Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Shout out to Ottawa.
What are you, Ottawa?
What did I do, Ottawa? Ottawa.
Ottawa doing tonight?
This is what Matthew did to prepare for the episode this week. He came up.
It's my comedy special now.
In front of the mirror.
He came up with Canadian puns.
Yeah, no, dude. I.
Yeah. So that's. So,
did you know that beforehand?
No, I had to look all these up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you. All right. Question number three. Dang. Now this is multiple choice. We have some multiple choice ones for the rest.
Okay, that's
so
good.
So first two, kind of on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I struggle with the open-ended stuff.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's the worst. Mm-hmm. Math test time. You get an open-ended question, you have no idea.
Yeah,
exactly.
Might as well just start hitting your calculator, put in whatever comes
out.
Yeah,
I like I like starting off with like at least like a 25% chance.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's how many chances you have to get this right.
Oh.
Actually, wait. No, that wasn't the right saying.
That's how many chances you have.
I messed that one up in the mirror.
25%.
There's only four answers, but you can guess 25 times. So.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I struggled with math.
I'll probably get one right.
Yeah.
So. Canada has how many provinces? Here's our options. A, 5. B, 10. C, 15. Or D, 25.
There's a little jump at the end.
So, yeah.
15, 20.
So, you said 5, 10, 15, 25? 5, 10, 15,
25.
So, I feel like...
Okay,
because
when you said it, my mind went to 7. So, so
let's
that's,
go!
Correct.
It's that's a trick not, question. You get it right.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like if it was 25, he'd put more numbers around 25 to kind of. So I'm actually, I'm thinking like I was also.
I actually stole this question from a website.
Wow.
Canada.com.
CanadaTrivia.net.
Probably.
I'm thinking maybe like 10 because it's like right in the or 15 or 5.
Let's imagine.
Could be 25.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Narrowed it down.
Insert Canadian map right here.
Did you just say Canada?
Canada, yeah. Canada.
Canada.
That's why they're Canadians.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm from Canada, yeah. Okay, well, I'm feeling 15.
Okay, if you're going to say 15, I'm going to say 10.
Okay,
I don't think
kinda,
it's 25.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's 5.
Different yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Well, your answer, one of you are right.
Heck yeah.
That is... Taysen!
No!
Dude, I'm
the 7.
Come on,
you're insane,
dude.
Bro.
Let's go.
Mr. Canada?
Canadian trivia.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I think there's like 10 provinces and 3 territories or something like that. So I don't know what it can say.
10
territory.
Minus
3
and,
yeah.
Which is
okay.
Where you got
that's
the
true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So you have 2 points.
How many points do I have?
0.
Man, now I just feel bad for not getting the Ottawa thing.
Yeah,
shout out to all my
Ottawans.
Yeah, shout out to all you guys. Sorry for forgetting about you.
Yeah, dude, that's my bad.
All right, question number 4.
Woo!
We're flying.
We are.
What? Oh, excuse me. Who is the current Prime Minister of Canada?
Oh, is this multiple choice?
This is multiple choice. No, it's not. Guess it. I'm just kidding.
Donald Duck.
Close.
Oh.
No. We got A, Jason McMurray.
Okay.
Solid choice.
I think
so that one is correct.
Dude, I don't know if we need the rest of the answers.
Yeah,
actually.
All right. Number 5. Good
question. It's just me.
Yeah. That's why he knows so much. Ottawa was a prank. Just to like.
I just wanted to make it seem fair. Like I didn't know all the answers. So people wouldn't say it's rigged.
B, Trieste-Oof.
Oof.
Did you just have like a. Like an issue happened.
No, that's his name. Type Trey Stone.
Sorry.
Oh wait, it's not a keyboard. You didn't type that. Never mind.
He's stumbling. Yeah.
Mental keyboard.
Yeah. You dropped your pencils on the paper and just
that's
a good one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a name.
It's gonna be awkward if that's the right answer.
we're
making
who
fun
is
of
that?
Sorry, to all the Canadian listeners. C, Pierre Trudeau.
Okay.
Okay.
And D,
kind of the same vibes.
Queen of England.
Okay.
All right. So A and D, I'm kind of stuck on.
Yeah. I'm, so, I'm kind of teetering.
It's like those multiple choice. You mark out the ones you don't know. Yeah. You know, it's like, these ones I know.
So here's the issue. One of us will guess B and one will guess C. And I'm going to be the one that gets
it wrong. A's looking pretty good. I'm going to be honest.
So I'm trying to decide
so
if
Trey,
you're putting the oof is a joke. Sta-oof.
I mean, there's some letters in between the oof. I mean, I don't know how to pronounce it.
So I feel like that one might be the joke. I mean, maybe you got the yeah. oof, you got then the Trey. Got
Pierre Trudeau.
I'm thinking.
I'm trying to think point. Which. So, but these. Okay. Like, did you make up these options, like the ones that aren't real?
Or
these,
I can't
like,
tell. Or you found. Queen of England, man. I mean, well, she, I made her up. She's fake.
I'm just, well, I'm just trying to think in my head, like, which name sounds more like you made it up, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
If that's but, the approach
but,
you want to so, go.
But if you, like, found
but
other people.
If you got it on the website or whatever, and you, like, yeah. looked up past prime ministers.
These are, like, five different websites combined.
Heck okay, yeah. Which okay, one was his okay. name on?
That's a Random Talk website.
Oh, I see. Check it out. Also a Patreon.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
There we go.
Okay.
I'm going
C.
You're going C with the Pierre.
Strong C. Okay. C for Cameron.
Well,
in Canada.
For this.
Cameron Mason.
If we're, yeah, just for the sake of competition, if you're going C, I'm going to go B.
Okay. Keep it lit. Oh. Congratulations, Cameron. You got your first point.
Thank you. Man. I'd like to shout out all my fans who were with me and believed me this whole time.
I actually made up Trey Stoof. I don't know who that is.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I
put a little, oop, you know.
got a little E with that.
Yeah. Emphasize it.
That's pretty sick.
Man, congratulations. That is the Prime Minister. Shout out to you. Let's get you on the pod sometime.
Yeah.
My boy,
I'll bring him
Pierre.
Back from Canada.
Yeah.
Good. Bring him back.
Yes.
Let's go.
All right. Question number 5. Score count 2-1.
Okay. I'm the one that has 2.
Yeah. What animal is a symbol of Canada?
Maple leaf.
Oh, well, wait. That's
maple leaf.
All right, here's our options.
Okay.
A, moose.
Okay.
B, turkey.
Turkey?
Like
a chicken turkey?
Like a, well, turkey.
Oh, turkey.
Turkey. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Dude, I bowled a turkey last night.
You did? You bowled
Shout out to my, 196 bowling score.
Dang!
If anyone can beat that.
6!
Dude, I was rolling, man.
Bro, so was the ball!
So was the ball! Jason, your thoughts on my bowling?
I was also there last night. I did not get a 196.
Jason, what'd you get?
I got a 109. Because,
woo! 109!
Because I'm an average bowler, okay? Leave me alone.
Oh, gosh. C, bowl... I said bowling. Bowling ball.
Bowling
this
ball.
Is the official symbol. Beaver.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got moose, turkey, beaver, and then D, Queen Elizabeth.
All right, again.
Dude, she's in all these.
Yeah. She's a big celebrity
big
in Canada. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to come right out and say, I think,
sorry.
I think I'm really liking the idea of the moose. I feel like I have a strong, like, mental
moose
association
vibes.
For some reason where I'm thinking Canadian meese are pretty...
Is that the plural?
Yep.
Don't
question
it.
Canadian
meese.
Shout out to Studio What else would it be? Mooses?
Moose.
No,
moosin?
Bro.
Moosin. It's like, it's moose. Mice. It's actually
moose.
Mice.
Meese.
Yeah.
Mice.
Moo.
Quick flyover for the boys.
Yeah.
Let's get another one of those, because that was so fun last time.
It was.
You freaking jerks.
Doing it on purpose. Okay, so I was actually also filling the moose in.
Okay.
So maybe you want to go in together on this one? Just kind of nail this one home? Or are we
I feel like
controversy?
I'm gonna not do that for the simple reason because...
You want 3 points, and
well,
he wants to...
But no, because I think... Like, I feel like that's kind of like... Not like a cheap move, but like I don't want to just like protect my lead by always going with the same
fair.
One as you, because then I'm always going to be 1 point ahead.
Okay, so do you want me? You did call it first, so I can gladly switch. So all right, I
mean I don't know.
Wait, what are you
the
doing?
The queen
Tyson?
Is
what
looking
was the
pretty
third
good.
One?
The queen.
I'm gonna say moose.
So moose, right. Turkey, beaver, and then we can roll out. Queen, funny
joke. Okay, I might go with the. you know, I'm gonna go with beaver.
Beaver and moose. You going
strongly?
Back to back for Cameron. The current
Wait, actually?
The animal is a beaver.
Heck yeah, dude.
The current prime minister is a beaver.
Fair enough.
Yeah. That's what I was going to read. I skipped that.
Shout out to Trey. Trey
the oof.
Trey le beaver.
Heck yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So we got two. Is it tied up 2-2?
Tied up 2-2, man. Wow.
So we have two questions left.
Oh, so it's not even like.
We might have to go. We have to end it. I got to come up with a tiebreaker.
Coming down to the wire right now.
If it comes to a tiebreaker.
Rap battle.
Rap battle. That's a tiebreaker.
Oh, gosh.
All right, question number 6. What? Now, Tayson, you might have a strong on this one.
Okay.
So, what former NBA player is from Canada? Okay. I really thought this was only for Cameron, but now
yeah, baby.
You gotta rig this.
Oh, I could give you a whole list of them. Let's go, man.
All right. Give me the name. Here we go. We got Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay.
Dude, I have no idea, but keep going.
I'm giving no hints.
We'll give
unless
the eyebrow twitch, we'll give it away.
Okay, we got Dirk Nowitzki. We got Tim Duncan.
Woo!
Shout Tim.
Timmy
shout
boy.
To donuts.
My Dunkin favorite
donuts.
Canadian.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We got
Dunkin' Donuts.
We got Rudy Gobert.
Okay.
A local fan favorite.
Uh-huh. Shout out Rudy. And then Steve Nash.
Nashed potatoes.
I was gonna say the same thing, but in my head I was like, that's kind of dumb.
Hey, say it. We say dumb things.
Leave it to me to let it fly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thank you. Okay. We picked up my slack there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I do know the answer.
So yeah, that's
I know where, how about I know where all of these people are from.
Wow.
So I'm gonna let you pick first.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
And then
I can say him again if you want.
I don't think that'll help.
Just in case something all clicks right. in your
get
mind.
Some,
you know?
Get some hints just from the
okay, we're gonna
pronunciation.
Okay.
We've got Dirk, Tim, Rudy, and Steve. Which one sounds the most Canadian to
well,
you?
Well, also listen to their last names. That might give a hint.
Oh, yeah,
that's
man.
Actually. That's what I was kind of thinking.
I don't want to give too much
I think
away.
We're not gonna dwell on this. I'm just going to go with the big... Give me a number. I have each number assigned to a letter. Just say a number.
3.
2. We're going. So it's 3. I had
oh,
them all
wow.
back.
Okay.
One. So, B. It's B.
Tim Duncan.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going with B.
Okay.
Okay.
25% chance.
I.
That's
am
right.
I'm gonna guess.
Okay.
I don't
know.
Well, I'm gonna first tell you, Dirk Nowitzki is from Germany.
This guy.
Rudy Gobert is from France. Tim Duncan is from. I believe he was born in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
And I don't know.
Steve Nash was born in Canada.
Woo! All right.
Nash no, potatoes. No, sorry. Steve Nash was born in South Africa, but he's Canadian.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Pasty like me.
Nice.
So, right. Jason, we'll give you a. We won't give you a point.
How about like
you?
Half a point? So if there is a tie.
My okay, fault okay. for knowing something.
Three,
what
three,
do you mean,
two.
Bro?
Yeah, yeah.
3-2. You could tie the game up
could,
here.
Let's okay. This last question is worth 15,000 points.
Oh, I can't.
That's
even.
How much people listen to our show every
that.
Week.
Yeah, that's true. Every week. Yeah.
15.
15.
Anyways.
All right. What is a loony in the Canadian terms?
Oh, like as
a loony.
Okay. Like a loony. Spelled L-O-O-N-I-E.
Oh, okay.
We have a dance move. Break down the loony, Grandma.
No.
Okay.
We got B.
Hit him
it's
with
another,
the loony.
Hit
him.
It's another name for wine. Like, hey, pass the loony.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Thank you for using it in a sentence.
Oh, yeah. This is spelling bee.
Yeah, it's really helping me envision some things here. I'm feeling good.
We have C, a coin. That'll be 5 loonies. Please.
Okay.
Oh, spare please. A loony.
Dude, it's so polite
they're,
in Canada.
They are.
I always
and
say them, please.
D. What you call your weird uncle, a loony.
Okay, so.
I can't think of another one. Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth. Loony.
Loony.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
That loony queen. Okay.
Wow,
such a loony.
Okay.
Future guest on the show, by the way.
We've mentioned her like 3 yeah. episodes in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. We booked that.
So, dance move. Another name for wine, beverage, coin, and weird uncle.
Okay, so I'm just going to go right off the bat and say coin before it can be stolen.
I'm going to say...
Literally stolen. Coin.
Yeah,
you wallet.
Robbed me.
Ooh,
I'm going to say
it's
I'm so really gone. Liking both A and B.
My hands are getting cold.
you know what? I got you, bro. I'll take it over. I can hold up your hands, too. We'll just...
I'm gonna say.
Go watch a YouTube.
I don't feel like Matthew would like come up with another name for a wine. So that's making me want to choose
Matthew's
that
a wine
one.
I have a winery
downstairs in my basement.
yeah, you do.
Huge wine guy. Shout out to Matthew's wine.
I'm thinking I should pick that one. And I, at this point, don't even remember the other one. So I'm going to say B, another name for a wine.
Karen got it.
Heck yeah.
It's a coin. You know,
he fought
valiantly.
He just beat me 15,002 to 3.
You could come up with another.
It was a blowout.
Here's the thing. We technically are tied 3-3. So if we want to do a tiebreaker.
Do we have a tiebreaker?
I can look one up.
Okay,
right,
please.
Right, quick, give us something. That's not
the first one you find.
Yourselves.
Okay.
Talk about Canada.
How about those Canadians?
Dude,
you know?
I heard something funny.
Maple syrup.
I saw, ketchup chips. You know that they have ketchup chips?
A.
A.
There was the question. It was like, what's the right way to say A in a sentence?
Oh.
But I didn't.
I say it A. Like
a.
The letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I go double A. I go A.
A. Okay.
A.
A.
Woo!
Yeah, sorry.
Proud to be a Canadian.
No. I saw
have
a thing.
My maple tree.
Whoever
can sing
good.
The Canadian national anthem wins.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, say, can you see? It's a funny thing, actually. My dad was actually born in Canada. He only became a legal U.S. citizen when he was 18. So,
whoa,
going back to my roots,
2 months
man.
Ago.
Yeah, just a couple months ago. So it's a big day.
Let's go.
Yeah, I was there.
Shout out to Pops.
Woo! Yeah, I actually.
Matthew, are you?
he's getting there. Okay. So, Canadians are known for being polite.
Yes.
I saw a thing that was kind of funny where someone's in Canada, their house had gotten broken into.
Yeah.
And they found a note where it said, I'm so sorry. I actually knocked over a glass. I was just trying to get some bread, but I got broken glass all over your ground. I cleaned it up the best I could, but there might still be a little bit. And the bread was still gone. So, just a shout out
like
to Canadians.
If that happened to me, I'd be like, you know what?
It's all good, yeah.
I can go get more bread. It's all good. I love that.
Heck yeah. Also, I got to say, in the episode with Scooby and Isaac where you got like two cameras, right?
I
assume that's like some, some like family members or something. I kept seeing my sleep paralysis demons.
No, we don't know those people.
Okay. I kept seeing my
they make my wine downstairs for me.
Dude, that's why it's so good, bro.
Yeah, they operate the winery.
Yeah.
They're my elves.
Hey, man, I got elves. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Shout out to that rap earlier. That was epic. I'm still like thinking about that.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Wow.
Okay, dude. I got one. All right, guys, welcome back. Maybe there's a cut in there.
we might just cut out that.
Nothing we just said made the episode, by the way.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
All that's gone.
It's a bit of a...
So, tiebreaker 3-3.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Here we go.
Down to the wire.
It's multiple choice. Let's do this.
You guys
missed one.
We both got three right.
And we both got one wrong. So
there's seven questions.
Okay, because I was like, if we both got three right... Then that should only be six questions. I thought you had seven, but never mind.
You're right.
This is why I'm not a math teacher, by the way.
All right, Canada. Lots of hockey going on in Canada.
Definitely.
So, do you guys are big hockey fans?
Not. I'm more of a hockey fan. Oh, Canada.
Canada. Canadians.
Canadians.
All right. So here we go. Tiebreaker. Ram talk.
Okay.
Canadian trivia edition. Which of these is not a current NHL NHL hockey team?
Ooh, okay.
We got the Calgary Flames.
Okay.
We got the Montreal Canadiens.
I'm feeling good about this.
I didn't look at these.
I might not be a hockey fan, but I'm feeling pretty good.
So out of all the sports that I am a fan of, hockey's up there from my Canadian roots. I've been to quite a few hockey games.
I've been to one. No, there's a hockey team here.
Yeah.
Shout out to
I went to a Utah
Grizzlies.
Yeah. Utah Grizzlies, just kidding.
Okay.
The Quebec Nordic Quez.
Yep, that sounds real. Okay.
How next. Do you pronounce that? How do you pronounce that? That doesn't show the answer.
Okay, okay. Okay, Nordicus?
Nordicus?
Nordicus. Yeah.
It's got a Q with a.
Yeah.
And Vancouver Canucks.
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 Okay, so I think I know this.
I think I do too, actually.
Is this an easy one? Is this an easy tiebreaker?
I mean, for us, super huge. Yeah, hockey okay, fans. Okay, so wait. Just quick go over them again. Just like.
Calgary Flames.
Okay.
Montreal Canadiens. Mm-hmm. And Quebec Nordiques.
Okay.
Don't know
Nordiques,
how to
yeah.
Don't hate me for that, Canadians.
All of our Canadian listeners.
Okay. And Vancouver Canucks?
Canucks, yes.
Yeah.
What's a Canucks?
So, it's like a...
It's a Canadian duck.
A can of ducks.
Canuck.
A can of Canadian ducks. Oh.
Yeah. That's what they...
Do you not eat your yeah. ducks canned? Are you more of like a...
Well, but oh, I'm also not I Canadian, oh. so I lost okay, out okay. on that tradition, but...
Yeah, okay, I feel... Okay, so I...
Maybe when I win this trip to Canada, I can go check it out.
Heck yeah. So, I'm thinking we both say ours at the same time. We just say the number, the letter... Got like okay. A, B, C, D, just so we don't okay. get any
okay.
like.
Okay.
All right. So you want to count us down?
Yeah.
No, three, no, no copycats here.
Yeah, two, yeah.
One.
A. B.
So I think the Flames oh. might actually.
Wait, who said A?
He said I A. Did. I said B.
Okay, oh darn! I'm scared now.
You gotta finish the quiz.
Finish the quiz.
We'll never know.
All right. Another car we'll right
know.
Here.
No, we know this. Which Canadian province has the highest population?
Here, wait, Ontario. Wait, hold on, hold on.
Just
will,
spam.
Will you go over the teams again?
When
just
there.
Because I want to explain my thought process.
Hey,
okay, okay. I'll explain mine too. Actually,
Edmonton.
That's where I'm going.
Is it the capital of Manitoba?
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I'll know. I will. But guys, we're gonna have to come
Manitoba.
Back in 2 years. We will do another version.
Season
of this.
Season 3, man. Summer 2025.
Yeah, yeah dude. Yeah. I will know all the answers. So
yeah,
we got Calgary Flames, Montreal. Canadians, Vancouver Canucks, and
okay,
then
so I know
Quebec. North
I know the Canucks are a team. North I know North. The Canadians are a team because I literally watched a game of theirs not
oh.
so long ago.
Oh. Okay, okay.
And I literally remember thinking, why are they called the Canadians?
Yeah,
but
okay. So my thought process.
I'm pretty confident.
No, no, no.
No, I'm just explaining
okay.
what I thought.
So
yeah.
I am the Canadian.
So I'm still thinking the
so
Calgary Flames.
I know the Canucks are a team. The mm-hmm. Flames, I've definitely heard as a hockey team. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay.
I'm thinking they might have just switched.
Dude, look at that. I got three in a row.
Heck yeah, dude.
What are you, Canadian?
Dude, you're like getting a lot of these right.
Hey!
Matthew actually winning the trip to Canada. Okay.
I have the answer. So you're guessing the...
I guessed B, but now I'm...
Canadians, you guessed...
I guessed
the Flames.
A. The Flames.
It's going to be C.
It is C. The Quebec
that
Nordic
makes sense.
Not
that
a guess. Cool,
sense.
And
okay.
it's
and,
a tie.
Let's go ahead and get another tiebreaker.
Another tiebreaker. Another 3 minutes. Let's just cut out the entire tiebreaker and just woo! We did it.
We tied.
We tied.
Woo!
How? You know, I
you guys
think
are both going to
better.
Canada,
dude. Heck, half of both of us is going to Canada.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
sweet.
We still have a couple more minutes to fill here on the episode.
A few more if we cut it out.
We
let me look at my program.
Yeah, you got.
What'd you throw it on the floor?
Why is it all crumbled now? Are you like.
He,
wow.
He crumbled it up and threw it on the floor.
Yeah.
He's all like, right. I'm not going to need
that's
this.
That's it. He's got it memorized.
I don't actually.
Okay. So, I think I'll take over now.
Oh,
okay.
I'm
just
new host
no,
of the show.
There's the last. So when you had Scooby on, and when you had Isaac on, there was a few questions that you asked both of like both your guests that was that were like,
yes.
Okay, cool.
What's
cool.
your favorite cereal?
You wearing glasses? Are you a big glasses guy?
Heck yeah, actually, wearing them right now. We gotta. No, I mean. I literally had nowhere else I was going with that.
Well, I have something.
Okay,
I mean,
okay,
it's not
sorry.
Like...
You threw it on the ground, so I thought
okay,
that this was
okay,
the end.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I thought it was the end, too.
Oh, well.
And it's over.
Thank you,
all right. Well,
see you next week.
On the show, we do have many segments. Well, not many. We have a couple.
A few.
Some have survived.
Some have died.
Not.
But we like to do a little top five here. Name
oh,
our
yeah.
top five of a certain thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
This top five is the top five holiday themed beverages, snacks, candies, ooh, food items. Okay. I don't know. But it could cool be, it can't, doesn't have to be like Christmas. It could be Halloween. It could okay be Thanksgiving. The last quarter of the year.
Any themed holiday you like.
It could be Valentine's Day too. Okay. You know, okay, if there's candies out there you love. So top five holiday themed.
Let's go.
Treats. Let's
I'm up for that.
And drinks. It yeah could be any drinks things so you consume.
Got, yeah.
As you can tell, we're feeling very festive.
Yeah, dude. This is we just are holiday vibes. So I might need a second. So I don't know if you.
Oh yeah, this is planning break. We can.
Yeah,
do
sure. I totally have my list prepared.
All guys, we could cut this out. We can start thinking about them.
Oh so yeah. Can, oh,
you edit our, these things?
No, no, fresh. It's raw. It's raw, dude.
Oh, that's why it was on the floor.
Okay. So I've got a few. I'm trying to like.
Okay, because Matthew, when you texted me and like proposed this idea, my mind immediately went to like just basically just Christmas stuff, you know, like
that's fine,
your candy canes, your candy canes.
Those ones I'm a fan of those ones.
Candy cane, maybe like eggnog, you know, just stuff of that sort of realm, I guess. But
I've got a few different options.
Okay.
So I can just speak out loud. I got candy canes. We got like candy corn, some like specific Halloween ones.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where's my notes at?
Cotton candy candy corn. Go listen to that episode. Is that what it's called, or is it the other
cotton
way?
Cotton candy. No, I think you're right.
Candy corn. Cotton candy.
Nope. It's the first one.
Candy cotton.
Nope.
Cotton candy Niggy Muggins.
Cotton corn candy candy. Cotton candy corn. Yeah. We're rappers. This is actually a rap podcast.
It is, yeah. Okay, so I've had a little bit of a look up of different.
No, for sure. Look some up.
So I think maybe, for the sake of time, after this is edited, this is going to be like a 30-minute episode.
No, not true.
No, just kidding.
35.
So I think, for me, I'm gonna start with number one just because.
Like, okay.
You can rank them or you can just put all five.
Okay, you know it's gonna be kind of like that, but I do gotta say eggnog is up there.
Let's go.
So I know a lot of people aren't a huge eggnog fan, and for
you can put eggs in my nog any day.
I would gladly egg your nog any day of the week.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. the feeling is mutual.
Thank you.
Let's go.
So the thing is, it's not like eggnog is like something crazy where I think it's like the best tasting thing ever.
Yeah,
but it just has the holiday vibes.
It definitely does have some fanatics out there for sure, but I agree with that. It is very festive.
Mm-hmm. Like it just makes me think of all the good holiday times.
It's also cool because, you know, I mean, we're talking about like holiday food items or whatever, and I mean that one I feel like it's both very Christmassy and very Halloweeny.
Yeah.
We are a bunch of Halloweenies here.
Anytime I can sneak weenie into a sentence, I'm gonna do it. But yeah, so I think that's cool because it's a little double trouble action. Good pick.
Thank you. Yeah. And then I think I'm gonna follow that up with a strong second, pumpkin pie. So again, like pumpkin pie whipped cream on it, like,
let's go.
It's just, dude, it reminds me of the holiday times, bro.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So yeah, I think it's not even like it's up there on the pies, but not necessarily on the desserts, like out of everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
just
yeah
when it comes to holiday stuff, like,
definitely,
it's a solid one.
Yeah.
And then I think those were like the big two for me.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But then I got like
the
mitochondria of the list,
the power couple. Eggnog and pumpkin pie.
Yeah, dude, you mix them together, blend them up. You got pumpkin eggnog pie.
That's my pre-workout.
Heck yeah. And then I think just a couple other things came to mind. The little Christmas tree Reese's peanut butter pups.
Yeah,
those hit different.
I shouted those out two episodes ago.
Did you?
So if you want to go,
I might have.
Listen to that.
That's my bad.
He's not as fan, biggest fan as he.
He lied.
Okay, I did see that episode.
We wrote the freestyle for him. Just kidding.
Yeah, this is. I'm everything that I'm saying. I have a script right here.
It
guys.
Was a yeah. It was a very brief interjection, which most of my comments are. But yeah, I was just like, because we were talking about like chocolatey candies versus fruity candies,
mm-hmm,
and I was just like, I had a chocolatey candy earlier today.
It was
one of the Reese's trees.
Yeah, dude.
Reese's Treats. But yeah,
Reese's Treats.
Solid start to your five here.
No, thank you. And I think those ones are kind of like, after that, it's like candy cane, candy corn, like the stuff that just like goes with the vibes, but isn't really like a big one.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys will jog some other ones to my memory, but that's all I got.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Try my best.
It's my five.
I'm going to just go off the top here. I'm going to say...
Score is a very nice spot.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm with you on the eggnog pumpkin pie train.
Okay, okay.
So that's going to be 1 and 2. Matthew?
Not an eggnog guy?
It's not your list, okay? You have your own list.
I'd rather drink
Wait,
that.
Your turn.
Do it, then. I'd love to see it. Anyways.
For everyone that is listening, there's a milk jug of just like turkey grease over there.
Yeah, it's frozen. It's 100% frozen. Yeah. So we're going to hit you over the head with it. Yeah, so definitely those two to start off. I'm going to say, just not because there's a box of it right in front of me, because I'm definitely more creative than that. I'm going to say gingerbread houses. Just
you eat
because,
the gingerbread houses?
Just because, yeah, well, but you the can though, you is can. Kind of the point. I know it's okay. Not like the most common thing, but I think, you know, just that kind of versatility in terms of like a decoration and like a snack and you know, ooh, and a fun activity. I think that can really be a big thing, especially around the holiday season where you're, you know, kind of finding into what you can to spend time with your family. Yeah. And that's always a good one. So
Shout out
to my gingerbread people.
Shout out.
I hate Gingy from Shrek.
I hate building gingerbread houses.
Dude,
it's never fun. No, not
it's
with
like
my family.
It's like carving pumpkins. Okay, that's it.
Carving pumpkins, gingerbread houses, worst activities you could do ever.
Ever.
I hate them.
You know, you could like stab people. That's pretty bad too.
Stabbing people, gingerbread houses.
I'd rather stab a pumpkin. But yeah. So those three sound pretty good. I'm also going to say I'm also going to say candy corn, not to just steal your entire list.
Nah, dude, I mean,
no, we're piggybacking off them.
Yeah. But yeah, so shout out to cotton candy, candy corn. And then to round it out, I'm going to say I want to say candy cane so bad, but I'm not going to. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to resist. I'm going to say I don't even have anything in mind. I'm just trying to like spark something in my brain. Yeah.
Come on.
This candy right here. I'm going to say
after we're done recording, there's so many things that are just going to pop in our minds.
Like, yeah, definitely. We're going to like be texting about it. I'm going to say candy canes because I like that you can hook them.
Heck yeah, dude.
Texas hook 'em. You know what they say.
Oh,
anyways,
man.
Matthew, your turn.
Well, I'm going to just copy all of you guys.
All right,
okay,
cool.
Please do.
I got candy corn. Let's go.
First, or is this not in
No,
any
this
order?
Is not in any order. Cool. We got pumpkin pie.
Okay.
I love pumpkin pie.
I love pumpkin pie, too.
I got candy canes, but not the original peppermint candy canes.
Okay.
I like the different ones.
Mm, oh, yeah, like the colored.
I like
the colored
different
ones. The blues.
Those
and
are good. They got
different.
A little more taste than just the
like
peppermint.
The fruity ones.
Yeah, the fruity ones.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm having fun over here.
Real quick,
myself.
Shout out to the 2 minutes we have until it stops us.
Oh, big shout out. Let's go into it.
big shout out. Man,
that's your job now, is to pay attention to that.
Crap.
To kind of go off gingerbread, instead of like, you know, there's like you can actually like bake gingerbread, like the bread part of it.
Yeah, like the actual
like gingerbread.
Like bread. Yeah,
without
gingerbread.
The house.
Without the house.
Gingerbread.
Okay. So gingerbread, and then my dad puts on his applesauce on top of the gingerbread.
Applesauce. Okay, you had me until the applesauce.
No, it's good. Hot gingerbread.
No, it's good, I promise.
No, hot
come back
applesauce
for the
right at the oven, put some applesauce on.
You're gonna need it. You're gonna need to hit me up with some of this gingerbread
applesauce. No, there's like you know how like you go to Walmart buy like a cake mix?
Yeah.
There's like a gingerbread mix.
Hmm. Okay.
And then we'll try it sometime.
Okay.
Before you leave to Canada.
Oh, yeah, gotta
tomorrow. We're doing it tomorrow. Oh, <yeah. laughs> Just kidding.
So, real quick, it's one more thing. Pumpkin bread, I remembered.
Oh,
pumpkin bread, like
yeah.
Meters or something.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just kind of throw that in there.
I'm going to say...
I'm not a big
Let's go.
No,
saved it.
No, but that did remind me. Oh gosh, I keep hitting this. I apologize. I am
the
just going to say pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. because they're like a kind of a twist on an old classic, which is dangerous territory because
hot chocolate.
Because
they're coming. That's a good they're one. Coming now.
Oh,
okay, but yeah, I'm just gonna say, you know, normally like don't mess with a good thing. Obviously, chocolate chip cookies are fine by themselves. Yeah. But throwing a little pumpkin in there, I don't know. I feel like it just makes it more festive, even if it's not like the greatest thing you've ever had in your life.
Dude, I personally think that they're great. Like, I would usually choose a pumpkin chocolate chip cookie over a normal chocolate chip one.
Hot takes.
I don't really like the pumpkin.
Leave it to Matthew.
I like the pumpkin pie. That's
dude,
the only flavor
way to be a hater, man. Yeah, leave it to Matthew. Just loving the holidays
Matthew's
over here.
Matthew's just crapping on both of our lists.
Dude, hot chocolate. Have you had that there the whole time?
Let's go.
I've been waiting to show for this moment.
It's got to be. It's frozen
it's
at this
a big
point.
Void. He just pulled it up out of there.
But caramel hot chocolate is where it's at, baby. Yeah, we got some blankets now. I don't know if you noticed that.
Whoa!
It is wintertime.
It's getting a bit chilly out here.
Why do we do this outside?
for the trees.
Like it was cool in like September, but like come on, bro.
Oh man, but anyways, thanks for hopping on the segment of top five.
respectable list. I gotta
that's
admit,
a wrap.
You're yes, it is. The you're not liking some of my favorite things. Definitely like started it out a little.
Oh,
weird.
Dude, tell me about it.
I don't.
Oh
like anything,
my gosh,
bro. Yeah.
There's not been an episode of this show where Matthew's been like. Like to something I say, like bro.
You gotta learn to not be such a hater.
You got listen.
My
taste buds know
what they like.
I said, I've said it the last couple of episodes. I'm gonna say it again. Different strokes for different folks.
That's five episodes in a row.
Woo! The streak.
You need to understand that different people like different things because that's the reason that we're different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because if we all like the same stuff, everything would be boring.
See, there's a thing where like you can explain why you like it, but why explaining why someone else shouldn't like it. That's suddenly
nah,
it's like,
but did
whoa.
Have I done
don't
that?
Be a hater. We're just
in general. Guys, be nice.
This is advice for everybody.
Just general.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is our segment on the show where we like to just spread some kindness.
Exactly.
And
love and kindness.
And gratitude. Yay of the day.
Woo! And with that transition.
Killer segue.
Let's get that sound effect on.
Someday.
Wow. Oh, hold on. Guys, shut up.
I love how hunched over he is. He's like so
intently searching.
Yay! Did you hear that, Cameron? So
good. I did
good.
Not hear that.
I heard it. It was great.
I heard it with my inner
but yeah,
ear.
So for anybody that doesn't know, because this is like your first episode. Okay.
There we go.
Oh, you just
now you got a microphone on that.
Put the thing in the thing. Thank you for that.
Okay, so for anybody that doesn't know, the Yay of the Day is a little segment we like to do to, you know, help spread some gratitude for the lesser appreciated things in life. Mm-hmm. There aren't like crazy rules to this. You just kind of pick something that you're really grateful for and then you shout it out. But we try.
We
I'm gonna explain it to him, Matthew. Oh,
the listeners at home.
We try to
you don't know
pick on the stuff that maybe you wouldn't hear at your everyday average Thanksgiving dinner.
Did you get that?
Try it again.
Sizzle. It's hot chocolate
of the marshmallows.
The sizzle. Bro, your hot chocolate is too hot if your marshmallows are sizzling, bro.
Yeah, I don't
what
know,
is going
man.
On?
Okay,
you know.
Yeah, just dump the mic into the... Okay, what is this? We're going to go ahead and get to the yay of the day. Taysom, would you like to go first? Yes, I would. Gosh.
I'm going to live and okay. everywhere.
Whatever. My yay of the day today is bridges because they help me get to places that I need to be, especially when I'm crossing over a treacherous path. You know what I mean? Like maybe it's a big body of water or just like a steep hill. shout out to bridges.
Are you? Okay.
But like a ditch.
Okay, got you. Okay, cool.
Bridges, man.
Dude, bridges underappreciated, but
exactly.
So important.
Yeah, bro. Imagine there are so many places that you can only go because there are bridges that get you there.
Mm-hmm.
Like Canada.
Yeah,
that's true.
there's probably a bridge between here and Canada.
Probably, yeah.
Probably across Niagara
there
Falls.
There might be like a stream somewhere that someone like put a piece of wood over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That counts.
Yeah, yeah.
It does. It is. Yeah. You What's your it. You go?
Does somebody
you
else want to go?
Oh, crap, give me. Yeah, this is me this week. I don't know if you've got something, but I don't got something. I don't got something either.
Okay.
I was trying to think of something that was like,
I got you,
like meaningful. Oh,
of course.
I have my.
He snatched that thing.
I'm like, all right, finally got
my show, my microphone.
He finally came up with it. Okay.
My yay the day.
You can go first.
Thank you. My.
You absolute tyrant. Just kidding, Matthew. We love you.
Goes to wallets.
Ooh.
And duct tape wallet. Shout Trey. We mentioned that before. Shout Trey.
The duct tape master.
Wallets because they keep your things cool. Safe.
Cool.
It's a fridge. It's a fridge. It's a fridge wallet.
Yeah.
But yeah. Shout to wallets.
Shout out to fridges.
Having a place to keep all my stuff.
Wow.
Financially.
Nice.
Financially.
Thank you. Is it my turn? Mm-hmm. So I can say my thing now?
You're
I got
yay.
Okay. I got another
yay.
One.
Part two.
I gotta say, so my yay of the day, just wanna shout out to heating, keeping things warm. You know, you never realize, and air conditioning. Yeah, you never realize.
Air conditioning is great, man.
You never realize how much like temperature controlled areas are amazing until you're not always in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, definitely.
If there wasn't heating, I would be very sad.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those classic examples of like you never know like how much you appreciate something until it's gone. So
amen.
Appreciate your
like
air.
Like bridges. Yeah. Until yeah. it's just gone.
Appreciate you just... your bridges river. Before they collapse.
Yeah. Any day people. Now.
Jeez.
Jeez Louise.
I don't know. That's what they say.
I don't know a Louise.
Luigi? Cheese Luigi?
Jeez Luigi.
Jeez Luigi, what was that for?
Let's start saying that.
All right.
Shout out to my boy Luigi.
Woo! Mario.
Yeah.
I'm more of a toad guy.
You are kind of a toad guy. I was thinking the same thing.
That makes sense. Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mario Kart
that works.
Characters. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Shout out to my guy Toad.
Cool. Yeah. Sorry, you were in charge. What's up?
I was say, should we just go into our next thing? Planned? Totally
Dude,
planned?
Let's
Not
do it. Dude,
all?
We don't improvise sure. here.
We don't
this
improvise.
Is technically this is technically classified as an improv podcast.
Technically.
And one of the better ones in Poland, I'll say that much.
And well, north anyways. Of Fillmore.
Yeah. Funniest podcast, north of Fillmore. Stay tuned for our season 3 merch where it just says that on a t-shirt.
All right. Should we do some rap battles?
Whoa, dang, bro. We're going.
We're just getting right into that?
Oh, dang. All right.
Well, I'm asking you, do you want to?
Sure.
I'm down.
I'd love to get absolutely demolished right now. I'm
yeah,
in the
mood.
Yeah,
this guy's going to whoop us.
Listen to music, so I have no idea how to rap.
Cool. You've never heard music?
Never heard it. Then realized I thought it was like a fake thing from like
until when we played the intro
until
music.
Yeah, and suddenly I just
and
felt
he just,
something.
He just came. That's an epic story.
Thank you.
Wow,
bro, you guys like awakened something inside of me.
Yeah,
we do.
Hey, welcome to Random Talk, man.
Great awakening.
Heck yeah! That's name
it.
Of this podcast.
Yeah, that,
no, let's name this episode "The Great Awakening."
The Great Awakening.
That's a, woo! That sounds epic.
Anyone else who's never heard music before, like me, shout out to you guys.
Yeah, like and comment.
Like and comment and subscribe.
Leave a 5-star review voice memo. Or...
All right, so what's how's this work, Matthew? We getting words? We getting?
Are we just
beats,
gonna do
we getting
it?
Getting funky?
I don't know, guys. You tell me.
We getting. Naked.
Oh, oh. Yeah, yeah.
Whoa!
I don't know, dude.
Now we're talking.
Nicky Shaky on.
I don't know what your guys' rules for this are. Maybe you do things
well,
weird.
Last time we did with Scooby and Isaac, we did 3 words.
Close on.
Improv. And we
close
yes.
On. Okay.
Johnny, you're naked.
Johnny,
I remember that.
Yeah, that skit was fun.
dude, I stuck at those improv skits. I don't know.
Wow, dude. Go into the Michaels.
Michaels isn't
Skittles.
Even close.
Shut up.
I realized that when I was listening back to it. I was like, he really said go into the Michaels and get what, like,
fabric.
Colored paint, some cardstock.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude. Yeah. Feel like
hold,
a toga?
Just hold it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. Cardboard.
Woo! Yeah, man. Shout out to Michaels. Yeah.
Michaels.
Where you can get all your naked needs.
All, or not naked not, needs. Not There's naked a lot essentials. Of needs yeah. that could be
not
naked
a sponsor.
There. Not a sponsor.
But you could be.
Just like you could be naked.
Hit me up. Okay. Hey, if you're listening to this while you're naked, subscribe. yeah, and if you're not, I mean, feel free.
We're not going to stop you.
Strip that down, baby. Oh, God. Anyways.
Cool. We're gonna get so how does this work? We get words, we get in.
I don't know. What should we do, guys?
So.
Well, normally how freestyles work is you just stylistically are free.
Okay.
And you yeah. have the,
should
and
we
you
do
have
that?
The freedom
so no
words. To do
so,
whatever.
Personally, for me, I think if
it,
we got
it
a couple
be
words beforehand.
Yeah, it could be. It could be funny.
Maybe just like
words.
2 minutes to work it just to kind of come up with something and then we go for it.
Okay.
So, yeah. Here we go. Part two.
Random word generator.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because that's. Because literally, then we take
oh,
those. Maybe we
yeah.
all get three and then we just go ham.
Okay. Okay.
I like your
mine might be thank more you. Like a spoken word poem.
A slow poem that may or may not
be segment
to the
here.
Beach. I went to the bridge. Took some sweet. Eggs out of
let's
the
let's get
bridge.
Some get like nine words and then we'll do like 333.
Okay, okay.
Cool. So you guys rappers?
Much. Yep.
I've heard a few of those sure. intros, which is pretty good. Now you guys got some fire stuff. Once me and Matthew
Random Talk.
Set in the car.
44.
And rapped.
Scooby and Isaac coming
for like
back
half an hour.
Well, here's our.
Do you remember that?
Here's. Oh, I do remember that.
Okay, we're going to rap for
wow,
10.
Wow, they get bigger.
We're
going to
rap for
do
10 hours straight.
Three? 10
this
hours
is,
right
this
now.
This is actually a live stream.
Okay.
The
last three are the longest. I'll take those three.
All right, well, let's read them.
Okay,
here we go.
So,
that's such a.
One, two, three.
Silly
one, two, three,
thing.
One, two, three.
Okay.
Okay, the
hey,
first three.
Shout to frogs, bro.
Dude, they're
that
hopping on
the
again.
Hopping hashtag, on again.
Hashtag that's
save
funny.
The frogs.
Hashtag save the frogs from Scooby, you evil monster. Anyways.
Save the frogs.
Okay, so do are we going to like announce these?
Yeah, we're announcing them
yeah,
right
so
now.
So you
okay.
first three, second three, third three.
You get first three.
Oh.
Shout
okay.
out to randomwordgenerator.com.
Okay, so my three words are going to be user, pen, and carry.
My three words are slide, frog, and stand.
My three words are calendar, urgency, and ministry.
Wow.
Dude, so
hey, urgency and mystery rhymes, so that's a
it's close. Start. I'm
urgency,
with something else, though.
Okay,
ministry.
Okay. Well, we'll be.
Hey, shout out to the Prime Ministry of Canada.
Trouf.
Pierre.
Trey Stouf.
Stouf.
Shout out to him.
So you already know the vibes, man. All right, well, stay tuned, guys.
Quick
we'll
be riding
back.
Break.
BRB.
Love you.
A few moments later.
One, two, three. Perfect.
I'm gonna hurt my hands.
It's cold out here.
Oh, right. We're back.
Yes, we are back.
Brief intermission.
Yes, we do have to do these outside.
Oh, I'm cold.
The inside studio is being used, so
yeah.
they kicked us out here. Thank you, Cameron. What temperature is it outside?
Hey, how are you feeling, man? Okay, so we are going to get to a little segment. This is not rap it out or act it out. This is just
rap
it
out.
And yeah.
We had our words, right? We read
yes,
what the words were.
Yes, we read our words to you guys. Now we're going to be using them in a rippity rip rap. And yeah, we're going to be taking turns. I believe Matthew's going first, and it's going to be me, and then we're going to close out with Cameron.
And then
for
Cameron,
obvious reasons.
When your last sentence closes out, or the last line, we're just going to go, we're going to let the music play. And we're like, that's season 2, episode 46.
Heck yeah.
And they say goodbye, and that's how we end
okay,
it.
Hopefully. hopefully we have enough content to
yeah,
actually
we
let
will,
that be
we
the
will,
case.
Yeah.
But.
All right. Kay. My turn? Am I up? Let's get
yeah.
the...
Oh, yeah. Let's get these beats in here, man.
Oh, I guess I need my words, huh?
Is this your beat?
No. All right. Kim, are you paying attention, or are you just goofing off?
I'm just goofing off. I'm just kind of.
He's writing his third verse right now.
Yeah, he needs with the answer. Okay, here we go.
Okay,
we're doing
so this
again,
is Matthew's
baby.
Rap. Do you have a title
show.
For it?
Dude,
this is called
fire.
A Day at Six Flags.
With the frogs.
So you want to say what your words are? Say what your words are
yes.
first?
My words are slide, stand, and frog. And let's do this, baby.
Cool words.
Thank you.
Okay, you ready?
I came up them. Yes, I'm ready. Shout Zen Shaw Music.
Thank you.
I think that's just how it goes. Oh, frick. Pause it, pause it, pause it. I got the wrong song. Okay, okay.
Imagine.
Okay, okay, sorry. Resume, here we go. I've only listened to this once, so I'm going for it.
Matthew One Take Jepsen, that's what they call him.
Mm. Let's go. Chillin' on the patio. You already know. Hey, in the backyard. Playing on the slide. Feels so fun like a Six Flags ride. Hopping on those river logs. Saving all those river frogs. Dang it. Alright, here we go. Feeling silly, I'm doing a handstand. Feeling confident, this is my homeland. Canada, hey, America, hey, you already know, hey, it's the Random Talk Podcast. Yo, we got Cameron on the show. Hey!
Let's go.
I'm cold.
It's cold.
Who's next?
Dang, dude.
I think I'm up next.
I kind of stumbled in the first part. Maybe this isn't the right.
It was good. I'm doing a lot of stumbling, man. Okay. So don't worry.
I also will be doing some stumbling, so can't wait for that.
We got Taysen.
Taysen, what are your three words?
Team money on the beat.
My three words are pen, carry,
and user.
Pen, carry, and user. Calling my phone, but I didn't choose her. Call me a player and they call me a user. Tasting with the bars and I'm feeling kinda scary. When we do the pod, yeah, I know I have to carry. Going up the top cause I don't have a pen. Going out of top cause I know this is the end. That was about 6 seconds. But it's it. I'm
fired.
I'm over.
Dude, 20 seconds ever.
Let's go, bro. Hey.
Yes, they carry, man. You said you suck.
Listen, all I need is a second chance and I'm good,
bro.
Wait, that was
fire,
let's go.
Bro.
I get that a solid 8.
Thank you. Minus. Really? Wow. A plus minus.
All I've ever heard.
A plus, A plus, A plus.
Yeah,
solid, solid.
All right.
Now,
this is the same beat, so shout out to Free NLE Choppa Type Beat Money.
Yeah, the guy who made it, Sulker, is his name. Sulker. Is, anyway, here you go.
Shout out to Sulker. Yeah.
All right. So, my words were calendar, urgency, and ministry.
Of course.
Yeah, which was a little fun. All right.
Hey, here we go, baby. To end the episode, or do we want to do an outro?
We'll do a little bit of
we'll do an outro.
This will be the
okay.
Thing. Enjoy our rapping.
Oh, no. You're putting rapping. A lot of pressure. It's just me.
Here we
go, baby. Woo! Let's go. It's Zen. You all know what's about to happen. I create magic when I pick up the pen. All I do is win, but you are just a loser. Addicted to rap, you know that I'm a user. If you wanna fight, you better be wary. I'll push you down the slide with the bars that I carry. You ask me for a rap? Is that a challenger? You finished in December 31st on the calendar. Your raps are like Matthew when he tries to drink eggnog. I'll beat you like Scooby when he tries to kill frogs. I'll knock you off your feet, you can't even stand. After hearing me rap, you know that you're a fan. In a challenge against me, better run away with urgency. You've got no bite, you're not even hurting me. You'll never hit me, much less finish me. They call me the queen like the Canadian ministry. All 9 words, that's how we do it. You ask who the best rapper is, but you already knew it. Thank you both for having me, it's been an honor. There's only one way to finish this, water.
Thanks for listening to episode.
Listen, I can't say I'm surprised. After that intro rap, I'm not gonna put anything
this
past this kid.
This is why you're
kid.
Never gonna come on the show again.
No,
we are. Canada.
This is the last episode ever. We're not. We're not even going to 50. We're stopping at 46.
No.
Man, we're done.
Oh, man. Well,
man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Get out of here.
During the cold.
Whatever.
Any last thoughts here as we out?
Man, I thought I did good, bro.
You did do good, man.
Whatever.
Okay.
I give that a C F.
C F minus. Man.
Good times, good times.
Listen, I've never felt more Caucasian than I do in this moment.
You beat the last time.
Yeah.
We leveled up.
Yeah, I did. Dude, the last one, I absolutely demolished it. But yeah, no, you know, like Matthew said, appreciate y'all checking us out. Season 2, episode 46 of the Ram Talk Podcast. My name is Tayson. All the way over there, that's Matthew. In the middle, that is Cameron Mason. and yeah, go check him out on YouTube at
Zensha Music, Z-E-N-S-H-A Music.
Thank you both for having me.
Go do that.
I love you both.
We will put a link to the channel in the description of this episode if you're on YouTube. Which, by the way, if you're not on YouTube, please go check us out. We could really use the support.
Subscribe, like, comment,
and subscribe.
5-star review, voice memo, wherever you're listening, please. Those reviews help us out because they let people think that we're good. Appreciate y'all listening. As always, your time, your energy. We love it. And yeah, be nice to people. We will see you next week. Thank you for being here.
Peace.
Bye.